I was watching The President with Tucker Carlson without his bow tie last night, and the President seemed somewhat, I'm putting this as delicately as I can, incoherent on whether or not he was, in fact, wiretapped, whatever definition of wiretap you want to use, at the Trump Tower before he took office. Mr. President, sir.
We will be submitting certain things, and I will be perhaps speaking about this next week, but it's right now before the committee, and I think I want to leave it there. I have a lot of confidence
in the committee. Why not wait to tweet about it until you can prove it? Don't you devalue your words when you can't provide evidence?
Because the New York Times wrote about it. You know, not that I respect the New York Times. I call it the failing New York Times. But they did write on January 20th using the word wiretap.
So if a discredited news outlet, in his mind, the New York Times talks about it, then he'll talk about it too. So can we put wiretaps in quotations, Mr. President? What does that mean exactly?
When I say wiretap, those words were in quotes. That really covers, because wiretapping is pretty old-fashioned stuff, but that really covers surveillance and many other things. And nobody ever talks about the fact that it was in quotes, but that's a very important thing. But wiretap covers a lot of different things. I think you're going to find some very interesting items coming to the forefront over the next 2 weeks.
Okay, well, I'm waiting because I'm really interested in this, whether or not the previous administration had ordered some quote-unquote wiretapping on any of his guys during the transition.
I've said this all along. I don't know what benefit it would make if he just pulled us out of the air.
Michael Hayden is a retired United States Air Force four-star general. He's the only man I know that's headed up our NSA and our CIA. His new book is terrific. I recommend it. Playing to the Edge, American Intelligence in the Age of Terror. Let's get his expertise and experience and add it into the conversation. General, thank you for your time. I know that President Obama would not have had the power to order any sort of surveillance on his successor alone, but do you think there's any credence at all that the previous administration might have been watching somebody on the Trump team during the transition?
No, John, I really don't think so. And, you know, in the common English usage of the word wiretap, it is intentionally targeting the communications of a specific individual. I think we can all agree that's the meaning of that word. And I just cannot bring myself to even imagine the circumstances where it would be possible, not judging the moral worth of one president or another, but simply where it would be possible for President Obama to direct that. Because as you pointed out, since the 70s post-Watergate, presidents don't have the authority to do that.
So Would James Comey, with the direction of the DOJ, would he have, this is under the previous administration, in looking at Paul Manafort or even Roger Stone or somebody who was attached to the Trump transition with the rumors and the Democrats were howling about the interference of hacking into the election, would they have been targeted by the judge? Obviously, that would be the Foreign Intelligence Services
right
warrant. Would either one of those guys or somebody close to them been targeted, and thus the large umbrella of wiretapping Trump?
Right. So more likely than the claim made by the president, not necessarily happened, but the plumbing does work that way, where if you've got this investigation, either the intel guys would ask it because this is an agent of a foreign power, or the law enforcement guys would ask it because they think crime's being committed. Now, what we know for sure, though, John, is that the intel guy, Jim Clapper, and the law enforcement guy, Jim Comey, have said they didn't do that either. Mm. So the only possibility, and let me put this out here for your listeners, is that, you know, we may have been targeting the communications of some Russian oligarch overseas because he's a money launderer, let's say. And if he then called somebody on Team Trump, well, yeah, that call would have been intercepted. And simply because the oligarch is talking to an American doesn't mean that NSA or the FBI has to stop coverage. All it requires for them to do is to what we call minimize the U.S. identity. When you report it out, John, you hide the U.S. person's
right
name, unless the U.S. person's name is actually critical to the intelligence in the intercept. Now, that could have happened. That's called incidental collection. And very tellingly, last night, the chair and ranking member of the House Intel Committee wrote a letter to the appropriate folks saying, was there any incidental collection? And were any U.S. names unmasked? Now, that's a fair question.
General Michael Hayden is joining us this morning. He was our former NSA head and CIA head.
General, I have to ask you, you know, with the CIA leaks and where they come from, we know that we're not looking for another Michael Snowden. These leaks have to be coming from within. How is it that nowadays, I mean, this doesn't happen 30, 40 years ago, but now it seems like for some reason people need to leak out information. And why do you think that is?
Well, it has happened 20, 30, and 40 years ago, but there are two differences. Number one, scale. I mean, this is the age of big data, right? And so there's nothing little going on. And so when you've got an espionage theft, it's literally thousands and thousands of documents, not the microfilmed page here or there. So that's one thing. The other thing that seems to be happening is a lot of these thefts may not be in the service of a foreign power, but people are making things public for what I'll call ideological reasons, for their own standards of secrecy and transparency. I think we saw that in the Snowden case. I'm pretty sure we saw that in the Chelsea Bradley Manning case, and that may be the case here with Vault 7, the CIA case.
General, we know your time's short. The book is terrific, Plane to the Edge, American Intelligence in the Age of Terror. We thank you. We'll call on your expertise again.
Thanks, Josh. Thank you.
Take care. General Michael Hayden here on WDLS. That guy, when he's doing interviews, I imagine he would like to just start talking about what's really going on.
Yeah, but can we handle it? We can't handle the truth. We don't want to know what's going on.
He had to go, but I wanted to ask him, okay, is Homeland even remotely accurate to what is going on in the real life?
I know that we've asked some of our previous guests that, and they sometimes say, nah, not really.
Not really. No. Not really.